24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
The major cities over in the United States, Los Angeles, New York, New Jersey, and many more that listen to Love and Inspiration, I do appreciate you so very much. Well, with me here in the studio is a lovely young lady, and she is very much so a young lady that lives... Oh, she's originally from St. Martin, which you will hear, but presently she lives off-island. She's here today to inspire and really help to transform your life, and especially for those who are also young people that listens to Love and Inspiration. I'm sure you're going to be empowered by what she's going to share with you. She's only 23 years old, and her name is Kitama Van Heiningen, and she's here to share with you the true life story, which is hers. She survived a serious accident, and she'll talk to you a little bit about that accident a few years ago, and consequently lives with an amputated leg. So good afternoon to you, Kitama. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
All right, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I know it's the first time you're on Love and Inspiration, so welcome to you. How is your family doing?
They're fine.
All right, great stuff. Nice to hear that. And you know, being on the show for the first time, persons haven't heard about you before, but now for the first time, can you just share with us a little bit about who is Kitama Van Heiningen?
Wow, it's so much about me. I don't even know where to start. Well, my first name is Celicia, but I prefer to go by my second name, which is Kitama. Mm-hmm. I was born on the French side of St. Martin, and I attended Mac School in St. John's and the St. Martin Academy. I left St. Martin Academy a few years ago, and I went to French school in France. And it's been a long ride since then. It's been a long, long ride.
And when you went to France, what is it exactly that you went to do? Did you go into study after, you know, you were here at the St. Martin Academy, went over to the northern side, did your schooling there? What did you go on to do in France?
Well, I went to study sales management and to become a secretary. But unfortunately, I did not get to finish because I was in and out of the hospital very often for rehabilitation for my leg. And, you know, I'm just cruising along with life right now. So it's nothing, I'm not very, how to put it, stable in my life right now, but I'm okay.
You're okay. So as I'm hearing from you, it's still a journey for you.
Yes, it is.
And are you excited about the journey?
Yeah, I am. I have life. So I'm okay. Very, very excited about every day that I get to wake up.
That's really true. Because there's sometimes persons who don't want to actually wake up because they're going through so much. And today, 2019, you've been through so much. And at the age of 23,
yeah,
I know you're going to be talking to a lot of people today that needs to hear your story. And, you know, being here on St. Martin, back at home, I'm sure you've met so many people. What was the response in seeing you back on St. Martin from friends or family?
A lot of them were very excited to see me. There's a lot that's not here on the island anymore. So it's like, I'm going to see you whenever I get to see you. But for the ones that are here that I've seen already, it's been fun catching up. It's been nothing but positivity and love. So that's good. You know, there's rough days sometimes, and it's not everyone that's in your circle that is a true friend. Mm. So there's days when it's a little hard, but right. As long as you have love around you, nothing else matters.
That is so true. That makes so much sense. Today, it's sometimes really hard to find persons that you can trust and persons that you can share so much with, because you have persons who say, yeah, I'm there for you. But then when the challenging times come, then you realize you look in the mirror and you see, oh, it's just me.
Yeah.
But thank God for God, right?
Yeah.
That you do have God
yes. On
your side. So let's talk a little bit about what happened a few years back. Because today you're age 23. So we're looking about how many years ago?
Seven.
7 years. So yes. You would have been 16.
Yes.
Okay. So talk to us about what happened back at 16.
Well, as I can imagine, everyone has a little family drama. So I'm not going to lie and say that I didn't have that in my family. I did. And part of that contributed to my depression. But I think the part that sent me over edge was my first boyfriend. It was just so much going on with him. And, you know, he did some things that was that a person should not do, you know? And the day that I turned 16, I found out everything after 2 years of being together. And, you know, that just sent me spiraling, literally. And 2 days later, I really, really wanted to just end my life. I know it sounds stupid because it's like, why do you want to kill yourself for a boy? But, you know, I was young, I was naive, I was very gullible. And it's like, he could have told me the sky was pink. And I would go outside, I'd see it blue, but I'd still believe him. That's how serious it was. So I was a person, when I got upset, I liked to break things. So I went down to an abandoned hotel close by to where I live with a few friends. And, you know, I don't know, I just got very angry at the time. I remember exactly how I felt. It was a lot of anger, a lot of hate. And I just wanted to break the window, the glass window. So I kicked it and I really was not expecting to get hurt from it, but everything happens for a reason, right? So when I kicked it, I slipped and my leg got stuck on the broken pieces. So I didn't know that that's what happened to me when I looked at it and I was like, okay. So when I put my leg down and I realized that I couldn't feel anything, that's when I realized like, okay, something is serious. And then everyone around me is screaming. About three of them went running and only one of them stayed with me. And, you know, I'm forever in debt to this person because he could have left me there like the others did, but he didn't. He stayed there and he told me that I have to fight. And as much as I told him, just go, just leave me there. I'm going to die anyway. He was not accepting that from me at all. So he did everything in his power to help me. He got my phone. He called the ambulance and everything. And, you know, at that moment, I was laying down and I'm feeling my body's draining because it was a lot of blood, a lot. And I'm there saying, like, this is what I wanted. I wanted to die. And now I'm in the position where I possibly could die. I felt really, really bad. And I was like, I don't want to die now. And, you know, I literally stayed there as limp as I was. My last little breaths, and I just prayed. I literally just prayed. And I told God, like, this is not how I want to go out. This is going to let my family be broken. It's my mom, my dad. It's going to leave a void in them that will never be filled. And they deserve to know why I'm depressed, why I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling, you know? So I kept praying. I kept praying. And I really, really believe that it's because of that prayer that I was saved. Because when I woke up from the coma a few weeks later, the doctors told me that I died on the scene and the medic did not want to revive me. But one of the medics knew my parents and they kept fighting. And that also saved my life. So, you know, a lot of that day stuck with me. There's times I would have flashbacks and I would be like, I came through so much. And it's like, wow.
That is really a wow. You know, listening here, sitting down, hearing you speak, you've actually taken me on that journey as if I was there that day. And such a powerful, really true story. I'm just thinking to myself, Kitama, going back then, you said you were depressed. You had a time when you depressed. You had this boyfriend. You was disappointed in things that you found out. And you took it out, actually, I guess, on yourself.
Yeah.
With the consequences that happened. And then you were at that point where you could have died and wanted to die.
Yeah.
Now, this is a very important message that you are sharing with millions out there, and especially young people. What do you think is the most important thing for persons to really gather from what you shared just now? especially when you were young at 16.
My message would be, don't hold it in. Holding it in is the worst thing you can do because it'll build up and it'll keep building up until one day you can't hold it anymore. And you can either damage yourself or you could damage the ones around you. And it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the people that love you. So my advice would be, speak to someone that you trust. Let it go. It's okay to cry. It's okay to scream at the top of your voice. Don't be afraid of being vulnerable, sharing what you feel, what is happening with you, because I promise you, it will help. It can help. Because had I done that when I had the chance to, I probably wouldn't have been in the situation that I'm in today. But such is life. But don't be like me. Don't bottle it all up and then it just comes pouring all out one day. Don't be like me.
Right. That's very powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration. Your host here, Roy Cotton Jr., live on 102.7 FM. And this radio show is also heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net every Sunday at 8 p.m. as a rebroadcast and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time as a rebroadcast and every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. on Bashani Radio in New York, going out to over 1.8 million listeners worldwide. Today on the show is Kitama Van Hanegem. And she's 23 years old, and she's sharing with you her life story of what happened to her back 7 years ago when she was age 16, which consequently today, she lives with an amputated leg. And I'm sure as you've been listening thus far, she took you on a journey, understanding what it was like for her at that point in time. And Kitama, I just want to go back also too, because this is so important for us to unpack this, if you don't mind. You talked about the fact that you understood that you were already dead. Can you recall anything of maybe on the other side or such, or it was just blank?
It was just blank to me. I felt my last breath leave. It was very painful.
Uh-huh.
It is painful when you breathe your last breath and you realize you can't breathe again. So that was very painful, but I didn't see anything on the other side. It was just blank to me.
I see. So very important for us to have an idea of what that experience was like. So as I'm listening to you, it really tells me that God has a reason for you to be here.
Yeah.
A young lady. And for those who may not be able to see you, you're a beautiful young lady. So I'm pretty sure, you know, at the end of the day, you would be able to meet someone and have a, you know, a powerful and beautiful life. But talking about even self being at this stage and what you've been through, what is it like actually being young, 23, you have one leg? What is that like? Because I understood you used to do things like, I believe, karate or something like that, or even dancing.
Yeah, I used to dance. I used to swim as well. I ran and I went to karate classes. And I had a very active life before amputation. And it's not as active now, but I have my daughter keeping me busy. So that's one way. But I think the hardest part about amputation for me is I loved to dance. I really, really loved to dance. And that I can't do it now, I have my days sometimes, but, you know, it's not as it was in the beginning. It was very, very strong. I would watch people dancing and I would cry. And it's like, now I can watch people dancing and be like, yeah, enjoy it, embrace it, be grateful for it. Because when something's gone, it's going to make you miss it.
Mm. You know, if I may just inspire you, Kitama, and especially for those who are listening right now, because I'm receiving reactions on my WhatsApp number of how powerful this interview is. And just like, wow, you talked about it sometimes make you cry, but then now it has changed where, you know, you say it's lovely to see. But you know, there's actually a gymnast who is one of the speakers at LeaderCast, the world's largest global leadership conference. And she spoke, I believe it was in 2017, if I'm not mistaken. Her name is Jen Bricker, and she has no legs.
Oh.
And she's a well-known gymnast. So you can imagine the fact she has no legs, you have one. And she's renowned and she's all over the world, well-known. I want you to look it up.
Okay.
So you never know what's possible for you, that you might just be dancing somewhere with the stars. Just like my former guest on the show 2 weeks ago, Sir Kirtley Ambrose. He went to Australia. He's a famous cricketer. And that was his dream. And for 2019, he did that. He danced with the stars.
That's nice.
Yeah. Powerful, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm just, you know, really amazed by your story. Now, you mentioned a while ago, Kitama, you have a four-year-old daughter that yeah. keeps you busy.
Yeah.
How busy is busy?
Wow. Well, I live in a three-story house, and she keeps me busy from top to bottom. So she's always up and down, and she keeps me and my family busy. She keeps my parents young, and it's. I think kids really do change your life.
Yeah, they do. And in what way has she changed your life?
For years before I had her, I felt like I had this void,
mm-hmm.
this deep void. And, you know, when I had her, everything just felt better. I felt whole again. I felt happier. I felt loved. You know, sometimes we go searching for love everywhere. And then when you have a child, it's like, that's it.
Right.
That's the love that you've been looking for. A lot of people would be like, oh, I don't want that kind of love. I want somebody to hold me and cuddle me. But that's not everything in the world, you know?
Yeah.
The love of a child is forever. That is forever, you know? She watches me every day like I'm normal. For her, I am very normal. She doesn't see a difference. It's like, okay, I would ask her, how many legs does mommy have? She's like, you have one. I'm like, how many legs do you have? She's like, I have two. And to her, it's something normal. She doesn't discriminate, nothing. She's, you know, pure, innocent. She's a child.
Right.
So I hope that as she grows, that same innocence stays with her so that, you know, when she sees other disabled people, it's like, it's normal. Why should I watch them differently? Because they don't look like me, you know? So there's just little things that she says every day that makes me feel so... What's the word? Warm inside?
Warm inside and yeah. alive, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, you spoke really loud volumes a while ago because there are quite a few single moms on the island, some that are about your age self or even younger. And here today, you're talking about the joy that your daughter gives you. You're on the right platform. Do you know that? Speaking to millions, especially helping to build stronger relationships. But also at the same time, I want to ask you this because, you know, you did mention before when we connected of the fact of marriage.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about the marriage aspect.
Well, the same person that I was talking about when I made my accident, the boyfriend that I have, well, he is my husband today. I know, shocker. But we are currently separated. I filed for divorce earlier in the year because, you know, sometimes you just, one day you wake up and you realize I don't deserve this. I am worth more than what you make me feel. So that is it right now. Marriage is not easy. It's not something that you should rush into. I feel like, you know, you never truly know a person until marriage, it is true. But in my case, you know, I knew who he was before, but marriage made him 100 times worse. Because, you know, we used to fight often and he would be like, you know, we're married now. You can't leave me. And I'm like, what do you mean I can't leave you? He's like, we're married. You cannot divorce me. And it's like, okay, that's creepy. That does not sound normal. A normal person doesn't say things like that. So, you know, after my daughter was born, something switched in me. And ever since then, I've never looked at him the same way. And it's just every time I see him, it's like, you know, I feel hurt sometimes because it's like I dedicated so much of my life, almost 10 years of my life. And it's like the outcome is just destruction. You know, he broke me very, very bad. I turned against my family at one point for him. And to see that he turned out to be everything that my family said he was, it's just, wow. My parents tried very, very hard when I was younger to break us up. And at the time it was like, oh my God, mom, that's my boyfriend. I love him. You know, like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to break us up? But you know, parents know, they know. And when I watch my daughter, it's like, I understand now what my mother felt all the time, seeing me cry, all the time seeing him hurt me. I understand that because I would not want that for my daughter. I wouldn't. I mean, what parent in their right mind would?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I made a very hard decision and I was like, you're toxic to me. You're toxic to our daughter. So you have to go.
That's a very tough decision to make.
Yes, it is.
Considering the fact of where you said this was the person who was there for you when you had that accident.
Yeah, he was there for me, but I feel like he was there for me out of guilt.
That's powerful.
Yeah. A lot of people are only there for certain people when they feel guilty, when they feel like they've contributed to that person's pain. And he contributed to so much of my pain. And, you know, when I woke up out of my coma, I saw my parents and I was happy to see them. But the first thing that came to my mind was, look at me. I have one leg now. How will he ever love me? That's the first thing that I thought. I thought of him.
I see. And what happened after that? Once that thought came in your mind, did it materialize?
He still loved me, I guess. I wouldn't say it's love. Now that I'm older, I wouldn't say that it's love. But he was still around. And, you know, after a while, when we got married, a couple days after we got married, we got into an argument. And he said the only reason why he stayed was because he didn't want people to think that he was a bad person for leaving a handicap.
Mm.
And that cut so deep. You know, sometimes I would think of it and it's like, wow, you know, when I'm having a low, low day and it's like, he's right. Who would love a handicap? But then sometimes I have to stop myself in my thought process and be like, you cannot talk negative things like that. That does not help you. You know, people send me disability videos every day. Oh, look at this lady. She found love. Oh, look at this guy. He found love. And it's like, we are still worthy of love no matter what type of disability we have. It's just people out here, some people think that, you know, we're less than, and it's not fair.
I see.
Because disability can happen to anybody, anybody. I was not born this way. It was an accident. And I always try to explain to people, it can happen to you. It could happen to someone you love. So you have to be, you know, compassionate. You have to think before you speak, you know.
I see.
Yeah, so.
Very powerful words. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration Live here. Roy Cotton Jr., your host. My guest on the show today is Keetama Van Hennigan, 23 years old. And you've been listening thus far to her story. I have a very interesting and very important question to ask you, Keetama. For the fact that you're not together anymore with your husband and you filed for divorce, this is a show, of course, that focuses on building stronger relationships. The question I have for you is there any point of reconciliation?
No.
Forgiveness.
I forgive him. I forgave him a long time ago, but just because you forgive someone doesn't mean that they have to be in your life. You can forgive someone and still move on, move forward. But as for reconciliation, no. I've tried. Even after I filed for divorce, I tried.
Mm-hmm.
Up to maybe last month, I even tried, but you cannot change someone that does not see an issue in their actions. You cannot save someone that doesn't want to be saved.
So it starts by the person.
Yeah.
You have to take that action.
Yeah.
True words. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful interview here with Keetama Van Hennigan, as a lot of response are coming in on the WhatsApp number 1721522084. I do appreciate the fact that you out there in Radio Land is tuned in to this radio show today, Love and Inspiration, empowering you wherever you are. And Keetama, just for the fact that you're here now today, you talked about what all has changed in your life. What do you think your future looks like?
Well, I honestly don't have my future mapped out.
Hmm.
I just have faith in God for whatever He sees fit for my future.
I see.
I learned to stop planning things a long time ago because nothing goes as planned. So I'm just going with the flow. I'm going with the wind. I'm going with everything. So, yeah.
So that's why you said in the beginning that, you know, you're just going with the flow. Because Persons will think, you know, doesn't she have a plan? But this is interesting that you say that. Because if I look back also to what you stated in terms of when you enlightened me about your story, you stated, so God gave me the second chance. He gave you a second chance to live.
He did.
A second chance to do amazing things in life. Do you believe that you've got a story to share in a book or a movie?
Yeah, I do. I'm currently writing my own book.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And I just settled on the title 3 days ago.
Ah.
So I'm very excited about that.
Wow. So we can look up for something in 2020?
Maybe a little later.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So you'll keep us in suspense.
Yes.
Of course. Suspense. And at some point in time, when you're this far, then you're more than welcome to be back in Love and Inspiration.
Thank you.
So as we're coming up to the end of this inspiring interview today, and we're at the turn of a new decade coming up, 2019, 9 years out of the teens, 23 years old, situation happened to you at age 16 years ago, a new decade coming. What can you say to the ladies and gentlemen out there listening, and also the young people who are listening to the show, about 2020 and their life?
Follow your heart, but take your mind with you.
That's powerful. As my good friend, the CEO of Bashani Radio, where the show is listened to in New York, he would normally say, that's powerful.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, just set your mind to it and do it. Don't give up anything in your life for a temporary love that you have. If the person loves you, they will let you do what you have to do for you. If you see something is best for you and you want to do it, you don't have to ask anyone's permission for it. Do it. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that has to live with yourself.
I see.
Love is permanent sometimes, but love is temporary too.
Can you define that for us? Break that down?
You can be with someone that you think that you're going to be with forever, and it does not turn out to be forever. So don't give up whatever you have to do just because of the person you're with now. If they love you, they will understand. They will push you to do what you want to do, you know?
I see. Do you believe that you can find new love again?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much percent?
100.
100. Okay. But it starts with loving yourself first.
Yes, definitely.
And you love yourself.
Yes. I started this new journey this year, and you know, it's been very different. I've been on this path where I'm spiritual now. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible. And right now I'm just working on me, focusing on me, my daughter, and just trying to apply God's rules, commandments, everything to my life. And I've been feeling very, very good. I've been feeling free. A lot of things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. And it's like, you can change if you want to.
Hmm.
You don't have to live up to society's normal.
I see. That's very interesting, because when you do as society wants you to do, the moment you close your door and you go home, society's out there. And it's you who have to face yourself in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. And I know just now what I shared has really inspired persons out there that have been struggling with the fact of listening to the noise that society speaks into their ears every day. You have to be this, you have to do that. But when you close the door and you go home, society doesn't even care about how you feel behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's true. Too much of us out here are being, we're depressed because we feel like we have to live up to, you know, they say you have to look a certain way, you have to be a certain way. And to me, it doesn't make any sense. Be who you want to be, as long as it falls in line with what God wants you to be. And you'll be happy. Following him, you'll be happy. Because I'm happy now.
Right.
I'm really happy now. I rarely have a sad day. I rarely do.
True liberation. Powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, Keetama Van Hannigan on the show here with Roy Cotton Jr. on Love and Inspiration. And just winding down to the final question to her. And that is, you know, today, as you stated, you have one leg, things you've not done before in the past. But a question I have to ask you, what about swimming?
I still swim.
Hmm.
When I go to the beach, I still swim. So it's not going to be how it used to be, but I'm content with it now, so that's all that matters.
Wow. And this might be very interesting for persons to maybe be asking, so I'm going to ask on their behalf. So what about, you know, going out, you know, dressing up lovely, or going to the beach, as you said, you will still swim, wearing your swimsuit, all that's still possible?
Yeah, it is. I I used to go out a lot. yeah, earlier in the year, when I came back to St. Martin for vacation, right. I went out to the club a lot. I dressed up. I had fun. But now it's like I'm on a, as I said, I'm on this spiritual path. So I'm finished with all of that.
Yeah.
You know, it only fills you for the night. And then after it's like you have to go back to your normal life. And it's like that's not filling.
Right. I'm with you. Final closing words to our wonderful listeners of Love and Inspiration, in particular, young persons who are listening, because the demographics of listeners to this show is from age 18 to age 60. I know that there are young women who are listening to the show right now. What are your final thoughts to inspire them going into 2020, Kitama?
It's so much I could say. I don't even know what to say. All I can say is God loves you. Open your Bible, start reading, start praying, get closer to Him, and everything else will fall into place. Nothing in this world can make you happy. Everything in this world makes you happy temporarily. But it's only knowing that you have God in your heart and on your side and around you is what fills you completely.
Fantastic. I am absolutely moved by this interview today with you, Kitama. Pretty much so, I'm sure the listeners out there too in Radio Land are in the same boat. And I just want to say to you as we close this show or this interview with you is to continue to believe in yourself. And as you stated a while ago, just having God on your side, you cannot go wrong. Definitely, because He's always there with you and see you through your circumstances. So I want to thank you for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure having you on Love and Inspiration.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it a while ago from Kitama Van Heiningen, my guest here on the show today, age 23. And she shared with you what happened to her many years ago when she was age 16. She shared with you all about her journey, relationship, being married, have a lovely 4-year-old daughter, and so many things that has happened. But today, the important thing for you to take away is understanding that in the midst of everything, what really matters is believing yourself and also at the same time, just trusting that God is by your side. God bless you. I'm going home now to my lovely wife. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.